There is a textbook technique that you can use that every coach would prefer, you know. But as long as you get one knee on the ground, regardless of the technique that you use, it's a tackle.
So you were not there for the matchup. These guys over there, right on the field. There was a lot of talk afterwards about game plan. Do you think it's more game plan or execution that determines the success of a defense in a game?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, you can scheme all you want, but if the guys out there don't execute it, then you scheme for nothing. And then if you have a scheme where the guys are in bad situations, then you get beat. So it's a combination of both.
How confident are you that this team can execute a good game plan
someday? I'm very confident. We executed the past 2 weeks very well, and we expect to do the same thing this weekend. Of course, you know, like I said before, anytime I'm not playing and my team is out there, win, lose, or draw, it's going to be difficult because I want to play. You know, I was that kid that said, I'm not playing. You know, you have to take my shoes because I end up somehow getting out there playing anyway.
Was it wise to not play as long as you did, though, to get yourself back physically to where you are now?
Probably was. But I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling better. This is the best I've felt all year, so.
And there's a competency in playing defense, either good or bad. Do you guys have it right now? It seems like when you take the field, even the last couple of games, you're in particular a very fired up guy. You guys all go out there and really seem chomping.
You know what? I think we have to be. Defense wins championships. You know, defense is what's going to take us there, wherever we're trying to go. You know, so if we're back there and we're afraid, then that means we don't believe in ourselves. And I think we got a good group of guys that believe in ourselves, not just the first team, but also backups and guys that do come in, you know, and play their role.
Even against an offense that has a great runner, a great passer, good receiver.
Well, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. That's the way we look at it.
How tough are these guys, too? I mean, when you look at Beyond Farm and Peterson, you got Percy Harvin, Bernard Ferry, and possibly my play. I mean, how tough is that?
It's very tough because you can't load up the box as you would other teams that just have the running threat. There's a dual threat. They can run and pass. So we have to be honest as far as if we have deep coverage, stay deep, don't bite on the run fakes and things like that.
Did the defensive game plan, though, still start with stopping 28 just because of what he can do?
I think every game plan starts with stopping the run. Yeah, no matter who we're playing against, no matter how good you may see or think the guy is, you know, the first line of defense is to stop the run. You know, and I think first thing for offense is to establish the run. We pitched two shutouts as far as touchdowns. So I think that's going to carry over as far as confidence. We did it before, so of course we could do it again.
Thanks.